Welcome to another episode of the Learn Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson. And if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best loan recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, let's take your desk to another level. Now, today I want to give you a very simple yet effective way to deliver a lawyer's letter. Now, if you've been around in recruitment long enough, you've probably had to dish a few of those out. It's unfortunate. It sucks. No one likes doing it. But hey, in particular situations, usually around getting payment for the work you've done, we find we have to, there is no other alternative other than to send us a lawyer's letter. Quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm gonna work with you one-on-one to create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me, 90-day plan, and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. Now, a typical lawyer letter is pretty simple and straightforward. You engage a lawyer, you tell them the situation, they send the letter out with their letterhead, and then obviously if it goes to court, they get the instruction and the work. So they're actually not that expensive to do and they're quite effective, but they are aggressive. And if you have a client that you do like working with and for whatever reason you want to keep working with them, yet you're really frustrated that this isn't being paid and you don't see any alternative, then it can be a real easy way to ruin a relationship. I mean, technically they've ruined the relationship by not paying you. I totally get that. But sometimes there are situations where you feel awkward doing the lawyer's letter because you obviously don't want to do it. They're saying all the right things, but they're just not paying you. And look, you've got a business to run. Your lifeline, your fuel is cash. If you're getting that cash for the work you've done, then you do need to take action and do something about it. It is always the last port of call for me, but this is I've come up with this way. Well, I've seen this way being used before, which is a nice way to soften the blow for it. And I'm going to walk you through it now because it's actually ridiculously simple. Someone called me the other day. They possibly are listening to this podcast today and just said they need to extract some money out of someone that is duly owed to them, but they're trying to squirm out of it. And I said to them, why don't you try this trick? And they just went, that is bloody brilliant. I'm going to do it. So I can't take credit for this one. Someone else taught me this one, but I love it. It's called the two envelope trick. Okay. So when you're at this point where you decide you need to go down the lawyer's letter route, rather than just landing it on their desk via a lawyer and then it goes out of your hands, what you want to do is book a meeting and just say, look, I need to book a meeting to discuss this. And what you want to do is have that discussion face to face. If you get something in that meeting, they say, yes, we agreed to a time frame, we will pay this. Fine, leave it. You don't have to do a lawyer's letter. But if in that situation, you're like, we just can't do it, or we just don't think we owe that to you, or da 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 da, you need to come armed. And what you're armed with are two envelopes, as I said. One has a lawyer's letter in it. The other has the invoice with 7 days to pay. Okay? And when you feel like in that meeting you're not getting what you need out of that meeting, i.e. your payment, what you say to them is, look, I have two envelopes with me today. One of them is a lawyer's letter to extract the funds that you owe me, plus it's going to, you know, if you don't act on that and we have to go to court, it's going to be lawyer costs, there's going to be court costs, it's going to be a hell of a lot more than what is actually owed. The second envelope is the invoice with 7 days to pay it. Which one do you want? And it's a great power move in the room to basically make them make a choice, because in that moment, they're going to tell you exactly what they're going to do. If they take the lawyer's letter, you know you're up for a fight, fine. You will not feel bad getting your lawyer to send that letter formally because they've actually told you to go and do that. If they take the invoice and they're going to pay that in 7 days, great, I would leave that meeting. They know if they don't pay that invoice, that other envelope is going to be opened and it's going to be enacted. It's a really nice way to handle it, the two envelope offering. I don't know if anyone's used that before, But I just thought I'd pass that one on because from time to time, people get stuck in these situations. No one likes to do it. They're not nice. But going in with a bit of a strategy, I think, can really help you have the power in that room and hopefully get the money that you're owed. That's all we have time for you today. If you've got anything out of today's episode, please like, share, subscribe. Really helps us grow. As always, have an amazing day and may all your deals come true.